Broadcasting in 10, 9, 8, 7. Susan, you don't need your bra on a stiff radio. 6, 5. Has anyone seen my song? 4, 3. Emily, so? You're naked? Okay, who cares? 2, 1. Trolls Den Live. From the softer side of life. Music from New Age, ambient, Native American, Celtic, folk, acoustic, and soft goth. With your host, the troll himself, from Mystic Age Radio. Yeah, you might want to bring something to sit on. Trolls aren't known for their housekeeping.
Now that's not fair. That's not fair at all. Trolls are very good about housekeeping. It's just that we don't have a lot to sit on. Guess what? It's Wednesday night, and you're here with the troll once again. And tonight's theme is going to be the Ren Faire. So, let's just get right to it. First artist we have up is Sima Wei. And we're going to go ahead and get right to it.
Black is the color of my true affair. Is this or something wondrous there? It has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hand. I love your glance.
His lips are soft.
something wondrous fair. He has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hand. I love the ground whereon he stands. I love the ground whereon he stands. I love the ground whereon he
go. drunk in there. What do you do for the drunk in there in the morning? Way, hey, up he rises, way, hey, and up he rises, way. Heart of a lady. He
the gypsy on his way. To the greenwood brand, he won the heart of a lady. He knows if he fathers to send, but Lord of fears lies over, and I shall stay to me dying day with my whispering gypsy.
Oh, my Harry was a gallant and the hills were clad with
Well, that was Time Away. And guess who I got on the line with me? Well, who do I have on the line with me? Speak up.
Ah, who do you have on the line with you?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm mysterious. I am Time Away.
You're that mysterious pirate wench.
I am. I have to confess to the other side of me, that pirate wench person.
Oh, no. Well, since this is the first time that my listeners have been able to actually be involved with you directly, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I've been playing guitar since roughly the age of 11. I play several different instruments. I play bass guitar. I started out in music, and I got into rock and roll like everyone else. I was a lead vocalist for a rock and roll band and also a bass player. And I love blues. I sang a lot of blues and a lot of rock, southern rock. And I took some time off, and I came back and started up about 8 years ago and got involved with the rock band, quit the band about 2 years ago, and decided I really liked doing the Celtic folk music and got back into doing it. And from there, I went into Ren Fair. Went to a couple of Ren Fairs, had a ball. I said, I can do this, and I got hired. I went to open audition, and they hired me on the spot. So I was very pleased with that, needless to say. And it's just kind of mushroomed or snowballed along. The CD...
You mean dog food?
Yeah. It did. But, I had a day job up until a couple of months ago and decided to pursue this a little more diligently. And I do have some current bookings. I will be at Southern Connecticut Renaissance Festival in July, if anybody's in that area and wants to stop by. I'd love to meet people in person. And I just love doing this. I really enjoy music, and I love doing these older songs. And once in a while, I cheat and slip in a blues when I'm performing. And I'm not supposed to do that, but once in a while I do. So I have a upcoming gig coming to Borders in Meriden, Connecticut. And I will be doing some other things besides what's on the CD that night.
Okay. Now, we're going to be giving away that CD tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, I believe it's a little contest.
Okay, so you've come up with a question for our friends in the chat room.
I have.
Okay, pay attention, folks, because you got to answer. The first one with the right answer wins the CD. Go right ahead.
You ready? Okay, here we go. What is the meaning of the black spot when given to a pirate?
No, I don't either.
They're thinking.
No, they're complaining about my microphone.
Ah. Let's see.
Okay, what is the meaning of the black spot?
Did someone...
Come on, you gotta get this in order to win the CD.
Maybe you should type it in.
I don't want to type it in.
No, that's...
the reason why I'm on radio.
Yeah, this is true. I think we might have stumped them.
Does anybody have even a guess?
Well, we could
do
give them
people
a hint.
Hear me?
Treasure Island, they used the black spot in all the movies. I believe there were three movies that were done. And they used the black spot in each one of them.
I don't know if they're even listening.
Yeah. They're having trouble with it.
Do that or...
Where gold is.
Everybody.
Well, that's a good guess. but no. It's a little more.
No.
No, I can't say anything in it.
No.
Nope.
What does the black spot mean?
Meaning that it's a black spot. Doesn't necessarily.
It's not a good thing.
No, it doesn't sound like a good thing to me either.
No, I mean, I once gave
someone a black spot on a gig. It was a pirate thing.
Did they get the
hook? Particular pirate was a little out of control, so I had a black spot on. It was quiet then.
Come on, folks, guess at least. Okay.
We're trying.
That's close. You're getting closer, Christy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting closer.
Yeah.
Hey, Lassie, you're getting close, but that's not the cigar. That should get you to do the Irish voice. Or do we need to get you drunk for that?
I don't know. I did post earlier that you sounded like you needed some mead.
Oh, I need a lot more than that right at the moment. Got a winner.
You do.
We gotta remember, they hear us later than we actually see them type, so.
Right.
It does take a little bit of time. Okay, well, I appreciate you coming on and giving that CD away. Christy, make sure you get a hold of Thyme so she can get that mailed to you. I don't know if you guys want to do it on MySpace or what.
I'll type in my AOL address. It's on MySpace
okay.
as well. And she can just send her address directly to nightcrawler@aol.com. And I will mail that off to her immediately. And enjoy, Christy.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by this evening for a surprise to these folks.
Yes, it is. And thank you so much. Thoroughly enjoyed talking with you and your listeners. And I'll be staying in the chat room for a while.
Don't have too much fun. I want them alive, okay?
I'm not in pirate.
No walking the plank.
I'm not pirate wench tonight. Oh. Now I'm being very sweet on that sweet lady time away.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
We will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Final Way. I really do appreciate you allowing us to invade your private life and bring you into my insane world. So next we're going to have the Brogdon Brodney Bards. No, I'm not. I'm going to have the Medieval Babes. What am I doing? Wake up, Lauren. And then we'll have another break. Yes, we must have one more, though. Was the Medieval Babes song. I need to get back up and give you some more information. Time Away can be found on MySpace at myspace.com/timeaway. That's T-H-Y-M-E-A-W-A-Y-E. The following artists were the Medieval Babes, those Sirens of England. And you can find them on MySpace as well at myspace.com/MedievalBabes. That's MedievalBabes. You can also find them on MedievalBabes.com and purchase their CD there. Next we have Mark Gunn and the Brogdon Brondi Bards. Yes, it's a very difficult word to say, and I don't know why they developed it. But Mark Gunn is probably one of the pioneers, you could say, of REM music being involved with the World Web. He has several different podcasts. He has a Celtic podcast. He has a Brogdon Brondi Minute. He has his own Celtic broadcast. He puts out several different albums. He's Brogdon Brondi. He has his own. And he's a very intelligent man, and his music is always fun. I don't think I have ever heard anything that wasn't. So let's get back to his music, if it'll let me.
Thank you. Captain has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, just like it a bunch. Twice a year he invites them a virgin to lunch. Now he's no other choice, so the deal will respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Dragons.
And virgins.
Oh, right, right.
And virgins.
Yeah.
Dragons. Virgins. The physics alone just boggles the mind.
Huh?
Oh, just kidding.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? You say that I'm slowly going down the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Like to think that you and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by, cause we can't wait around, here's too fast to fly. They have the sweet taste to you women for sure, they always are pretty, they always are pure, but the notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecue when wine chills. Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? You say that I'm slowly up and down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Dragon, please listen to me, for I misunderstood. For just will agree, his ecology needs me in either me place, but I'm fighting extinction with all of me race. Well, I came to this village to better me health, but he's ever so poor despite all me wealth. But I get no assistance and knows of me, to turn this questioning shouted at me. Yes, friends take better than those who are not with me favorite, snack into peril or spot, to me heat with a K and me turn to the pot. Yes, friends take better than those who are not. Well, I'm really quite kind almost all of the year. Vegetarian ways are now my out of fear, but a burnt meat sweet, I'm sure you'll agree. And barbecue wine tastes like candy to me. And the apples are interest are almost the same. And I'm really quite skillful at managing game. If I ate at your men with your necks decline, of course the rest is just make better time. Yes, pardon, it's better than those who are not with me favorite snack. It's a perilous fuck. We keep with a K and we show that I'm hot. Yes, pardon, it's better than those who are not.
Of a number of babies a woman can bear has limits, and that's why a pruning's done there. And an orphan's a sad sight, and so when I munch, I'm careful to eat only virgins for white. Yes, virgins are better than those who are not the favorite snack. Carol is brought to the table again, we trim to the pot. Your virgins are better than those who are not. Your virgins are better than those who are not the favorite snack. Them more Carol, we're what? We trim to the game, we trim to the pot. Your virgins are better than those who are not. Your virgins are better than those who are not the favorite snack. Them more Carol, we're what? We trim to the game, we trim to the pot. Your virgins are better than those who are not. Your virgins are better than those who are not the favorite snack. Them more Carol, we're what? My shape, my cave, run down to the pot. Your virgins are better than those.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walton Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He had a brogue so rich and sweet, and a ride in the world he carried a hod. Now you see the sort of a pippler's way, for the love of the liquor old Tim was born.
and to help him on his way. Stay the drop of the creeper every morn. Watch for the dying dance. You partner around the floor, you try to shake. Send in the ear to the Christian Italian, lots of fun at Finian's wake. One morning Tim felt rather foul. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. They carried him home and corpsed away.
Oh, God, heavy.
They rolled him up in an ice cream
sheet
and laid him out upon the bed. With a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Watch for the dying dance, your partner around the floor, you're trying to shake. Bend an ear to the priest, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Tim's friends assembled at the wake, and Widow Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and brandy punch.
Away from the front, shrug me.
Then Biddy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim Mulvimo, why did you die? Will you hold your job, said Paddy McGee? Watch for the dying, that's your partner on the floor, you're trying to shake. Bend an ear of the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Then Maggie Maloney took up the cry. Oh, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a whop up in the gobs and sent her sprawling on the floor. And civil war did soon engage. It was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row in a room soon began. Black for the dying, dance for your partner around the floor, you try to shake. Bend in the ear with the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Then Paddy Maloney ducked his head when a bucket of whiskey flew at him.
Oh no,
it missed and landed on the bed.
All the way.
The liquor scattered all over Tim.
I don't want to go that way myself.
And the spirits knew life to the corpse major. Tim jumped like a Trojan from the bed. Crying where you are, beach girl and boy, a thundering Jesus, do you think I'm dead? What for the dog, you dance with your partner around the floor, you're charging. Bend the ear of the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. What for the dog, you dance with your partner around the floor, you're charging. Bend the ear of the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
suck it. If I had a million suckers, I'd buy you a seat. I would buy you a seat. If I had a million suckers, if I had a million suckers, I'd buy furniture for your seat. Maybe $1,000,000 and I'd buy. If I had a million suckers, if I had a million suckers, I'd buy you a big coach, a pretty with a friend on the top. Ooh. If I had a million suckers, I'd buy you a dog. If I had a million ducats, we wouldn't have to hunt for our game. If I had a million ducats, and we wouldn't fuck with horses, it wouldn't be the same. If I had a million ducats, we could have peasant
birds
with
rabbits. A nice big garden.
What kind of garden?
A maize garden. Ooh. With high protein-enriched vegetables.
Protein-enriched vegetables? But those taste terrible. My mother made me eat those.
No, I don't think so.
But I like vegetables.
No, I don't think so. What else do you have? Anything else?
Low protein vegetables?
No, those won't work either. Come on.
A moat?
A moat? Moats are smelly. And besides, fathers often tell their daughters, keep it in the garden.
If I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, I'd buy you a fur cloak and not a woolen cloak.
So cool it is.
If I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, I'd buy you a exotic pet, like a dragon or unicorn. If I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, I'd buy you a Saint Germain and all them crazy bunny things. Oh, if I had a million ducats, I'd buy your dog. If I had a million ducats, we wouldn't have to walk to the fair. If I had a million ducats, I'd hire a knight to carry a horse there. If I had a million ducats, we wouldn't have to get our feet all dirty.
We wouldn't have to walk to the filth, that's for
sure. I hate that filth so much.
Yeah, people throw cloaks for us.
Cloaks like Sir Walter Riley? You step on the cloak?
No, Sir Walter Riley!
Oh, just step on Sir Walter Riley's face again and again, master of the mud. That's wrong, too.
If I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, I'd buy you a bed, and not a bed of milk, cause that's cool. If I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, I'd buy you a piece of art, a Michelangelo,
and Warhol.
God, if I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats,
of course, you know, I'd have to buy you a monkey.
And it's always wanted a monkey. If I had a million ducats, I'd buy your love. If I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, if I had a million ducats, oh, if I had those million ducats, if I had a million ducats.
What did you do, Mickey?
Oh, I do what? Well, didn't I?
Bye.
beer and one shot shot. One bar wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test.
Brogdon and Brodney Bards. And what we're going to do is we're going to go into the chat room real quick. We got One Sugar Please, Azure, CPRI, Christy. And I'm going to explain those initials a little bit later. Then you got Happy Biker and Sister Sally and SNEP Marie. And again, I'll explain those abbreviations later. And then Time Away, whom we heard at the beginning of this set. Now, these abbreviations in front of these ladies' names happen to be an organization that they belong to. As in Christy's case, it's CPRI, which is Celestial Paranormal Research and Investigation. And with Marie, it's Southern New England Paranormal. Yes, they are what we Rennies refer to as ghost hunters. Ooh. But they also are authors. They have a book out called The Haunting Existence, or A Haunting Existence, excuse me, which is available on Amazon. And these two lovely ladies also have their own radio show. It's called The Haunting Existence Radio. It is possibly into syndication. It is something that Mystic Age Radio will carry once we get through some technical difficulties. The negotiation's pretty much over with. We just need to get through some technical issues. And they had their first show Monday night. It was a really good success. And, well, the reason why I'm telling you this is because Christy's in the room, and Marie might be listening. I had given them nicknames of sorts, yes. Christy has the nickname Goddess of the Blog, and Marie has the nickname Mistress. Now, the reasoning behind this is because, well, they treat trolls so poorly. Yes, it's troll do this, troll do that, troll do this. No, they don't treat me bad at all. But I do want you to check out their novel, or their book, I should say. It's not a novel. Like I said, you can find it, A Haunted Existence, on Amazon. And you can also visit their website at Haunting Existence Radio at hauntingexistenceradio.com. Now, since I brought up Mistress Marie, Mistress Marie is also a cafe press that sells both CPRI and SNEP and Mystic Age Radio merchandise, as well as your dark gothic stuff. You can find them at cafepress.com/mistressslave. And you can find all sorts of things. Now, the reason I bring that up is because Christy and Marie is involved with a little contest there. I have betted them that they can sell one. But the bet is whomever sells the most, I will buy them a t-shirt of their choice from the shop, and whoever loses has to be my slave for a month. Now, in preparation for this, I have not washed my feet, and I will not do so until the end of the month. when I have a slave. Now, the one thing that you need to look for is, to help Christy out, you need to look for the t-shirt called Babe in Sheep's Clothing, or Wolf's Clothing, excuse me. And then for Marie, look for Angel in the Park. There's also another t-shirt. If you look under the Hunting Existence Radio section, you'll find Good versus Evil. Well, you'll find Christy and Marie on the shirts. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to music. And I'm going to be playing a band that I played, oh, maybe 2 weeks ago, I think, the Gypsy Nomads. It's just very good driven music, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. That was the Nomad Gypsies. And this has been Trolls Den Live. And I want to thank you once again for wasting your Wednesday with me. We had a winner. Christy won the Time Away CD. And we told a few jokes in chat. I think they were considered jokes. I don't know. They were picking on me. That's the normal thing to do, is just to pick on me anyway. So, I will see you all next week. I hope you have a blessed week and weekend. Next up, you will have DJ G-Gon on the Cygnus Radio side on Mystic Age Radio. We go back to our normal playlist. So sit back, relax, take your shoes off, and let us spin our magic for you.